We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rolling back in on Sports Talk, Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, taking up till 8 p.m. on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Just looked up at ESPN. They were showing Lamar Brown, and yes, he was wearing a LSU baseball.
The championship jersey. Gold.
Yes, the championship gold. He also had an oversized LSU hat. It wasn't one of those kind of comically big hats that is actually small around your head, which is a thing that you'll see. I think Brian Robinson was one of the first guys to wear that, the Washington Commanders running back. It was just a gigantic hat to fit over his very big hair.
Yeah, poofy hair.
Yeah, because it was, it was a fitted hat. It was just fitted in such a way that, you know, it would fit, you know, like a giant from Harry Potter.
So for what it's worth, I said that he was the number one ranked recruit in Louisiana, the number one ranked defensive line recruit in the country, which is correct. I said he was number seven, but that was via 247. Via ESPN, he's the number one overall ranked prospect in the country.
Yeah, it's a good get.
So, yeah, it's very, very exciting for LSU fans, and we'll talk more about him later on in the show. The Summer League is almost done here as far as the Pelicans game against Minnesota. It's kind of dragging out here towards the end, Jeff. Like the first...
They're playing it out.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, it's a six-point game right now. It's 94-88 for Minnesota.
They're fouling and everything.
A couple moments down the stretch here that you're like, oh, that's nice. You like to see that. Derrick Queen just hoists up a three, and it goes in. And he looked like Jokic with that three.
Corey Brewer's not messing around.
It's the same type of shot, right? Yeah. He has
that quick release.
A funky looking shot for a big man, but it went in. It looked really pretty. It's the only three that he's taken in this game. He's 5-for-9, 1-for-1 from three, 13 points in this matchup. And then Jeremiah Fears that we just saw right before. It was like the last possession before Minnesota just called a timeout. There's 26 seconds left to go in this game. Fears gets into the paint, throws up a nice shot, and it goes in. So he's now 4-of-11 on the matchup.
He just has so much control.
Yes.
He controls his body so well. He reminds me a little bit of Kyrie Irving. Like, I don't think he has the handle of a Kyrie Irving, but the way Kyrie was always able to, you know, just get into traffic, kind of feel the contact, fade away just enough, and then use glass. Like, that's just a young Russell Westbrook comes to mind.
Yeah.
Even Shea does that as well as anybody in the NBA, is just finds angles, use the glass. And I just, I don't know if CJ McCollum was always kind of a pull-up shooter. He wasn't really a glass guy. He did have a good float game, but no, Pelicans fans, when they start to see Jeremiah in action, are really going to enjoy watching him play. And my biggest question is, do you have him out there as your point guard, your primary point guard, for long stretches early in his rookie season? Because I like Jordan Poole as a scorer. I don't like Jordan Poole as my lead guard. The same way I didn't like CJ McCollum as my lead guard. Like, Jordan Poole is a guy who is at his best when he's just kind of, you know, the safety's off. He's just firing. You know, and I don't know if it's easy for a guy like that to flip that switch and become that point guard. And you just end up with a lot of ISO possessions, a lot of stuck ball possessions. Whereas I think he and Jordan Poole, or he and Jeremiah Fears will play well together. It's just a question of whether you trust the rookie. And Willie Green has never been a guy who wants to give a huge role to a rookie player.
Yeah, Fears just gets stuffed on a drive to the hoop by Joan Berenger, the French prospect that the Timberwolves took in the first round this past draft. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what Willie decides to do with this roster. I kind of agree with you about Jordan Poole. He's a combo guard, right? Like, he's more of a two than he is a one. But given the Pelicans roster, he may have to play the one right off the bat because you're not...
Well, because DeJounte Murray is out with an injury.
Exactly.
And that's the weird thing. So if you do play Jeremiah... like as a starter right away, and you give him significant minutes, and he delivers, and then DeJounte comes back midseason, where does that leave you? It's such a weird situation, you know, and I think that would be a good position to be in if he's playing so well that you don't even want to go back to DeJounte, but I don't know. It's going to be a big question. I don't want to see Jordan Poole playing the point guard spot.
So there's also the point Zion part of this that, you know, the Pelicans can utilize as well. And it will be kind of interesting to see because you want to have Herb and Trey on the floor at the same time as well. You know, Poole can have that role as the combo guard that maybe plays the quote-unquote one, but he's not being asked to handle the ball every time down the floor because you have Zion and what he can do as well. So I don't think if you're looking ahead to the regular season that, you know, if you had to ask me right now how many minutes per game Jeremiah Fears is going to get, I don't think it's going to be a ton, right off the bat at least. And maybe... you know, he really shows up in training camp and he just takes the coach's breaths away, right? And he's just fantastic early on in his career. And he gets more minutes than I'm anticipating. You know, in my general opinion, and I don't know if you agree with me here, Jeff, but if you're looking at the depth chart with the Pelicans, like he's probably going to be, at least starting off the bat, the third point guard on the list. Meanwhile, Derek Queen
behind
Jordan Poole
and
behind Jose Alvarado.
Alvarado, okay. Who is at the summer league?
Correct. He's there alongside Joe Dumars, Troy Weaver. Sure. We also saw Willie Green is there too. So a bunch of folks there watching and supporting the Pelicans in their first summer league matchup in Vegas. But meanwhile, with Derek Queen, if you're looking at the Pelicans depth chart, I think right off the bat he's the backup forward to Zion. I don't think maybe like the one that could have a thing to say about that is Carlo Mackovic. If you want him to play at the
backup
four, yeah,
you want Carlo at the four.
He's a four or a five. There were two big lineups with him and Misi last year.
I don't want to play big lineups. I don't know. I'm not a big lineup guy. I'm more of the positionless. I think that's how you win. You know, you just like, did the Thunder have these big lineups? Like if you're going to play a big lineup, you need...
They had Chet Holmgren and Isaiah Hartenstein.
But if you're going to play...
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A big lineup. That big lineup needs to be stretchy, right? Like you need a guy like a Chet or even like a Porzingis, like a guy that is going to stretch everything out. I don't want a big lineup that's just two bigs. If that makes sense.
No, I mean I get it. Like, I think that Derek Queen is your backup four, though, right off the bat, and so he's going to be getting upwards of 20 minutes a game in game one, right? That's what you're anticipating, I think, with him. Meanwhile, Fierce is a little bit more of, and that's also. To Queen's point, he's bigger. He's older than Fears. Fears is only 18. Derek Queen's 20 already, despite them both being one and done in college. He's an older prospect. So sure. I think he's more NBA ready, with Fears being kind of the more developmental play. But so far, so good for Jeremiah Fears. I know that, once again, the turnovers have been an issue. The turnovers were an issue in college, too. If you're looking at the detractions of Jeremiah Fears, it's the three-point shooting, the turnovers, and then the defensive play, because he's kind of slight of build. He's only 6'2.5" and 180 pounds. And now when you put the shoes on, he's closer to 6'3.5", 6'4". But at the same time, you know, there's reasons that folks were a little bit down on him in the pre-draft process. Some scouts thought that he could go top five. Some scouts thought maybe he should go later in the lottery. Ultimately, he falls to the Pels at 7, and we'll see what he can do.
And I assure you that the organizers of the Summer League are annoyed at the Pelicans right now, because for some reason, this game is still going on. There was 30 seconds left like 15 minutes ago.
Right.
There is now 9.1 seconds left. They are down by 7.
Yeah, it's not even like a one-possession game.
Let the game end. but no, I mean, there's going to be a lot to talk about with this Pelicans team. Hopefully it's more fun. Like, I think that was my problem with the second half of last season, is it's not that you can't, you know, watch a bad team. It was just that they weren't even an entertaining bad team. They were just a boring bad team with players that you knew weren't going to be a part of the picture, right? Other than Eve Misi and, you know, maybe a couple of these other guys, it was like, oh, okay, this is all going to change. One of my big questions, and we'll see how it goes, is just how heavy-handed is Joe Dumars going to be with any edicts given to the coaching staff of, like, you got to play these guys, right? Because like, Trey Murphy barely played his rookie season.
Right.
You know, like, some of these guys, like, Jordan Hawkins barely played his rookie season. And I think David Griffin was a little bit more accepting of, okay, Willie's going to do things his way. Is that how Joe Dumars is going to be? Or is he going to be like, hey, we need to figure out what we have in these guys? And he's been aggressive going after a Derek Queen. Well, we'll talk more about the trade. I hated the trade. I liked the player. I hated the trade. And I don't know. If you're going to be that aggressive and go up and get that guy, you expect him to play.
Right. And we got a final here, Jeff, from Vegas, Minnesota, 98, New Orleans 91, in a final 30 seconds that took about 10 minutes. So, but it's over, and the Pelicans start 0-1 in Vegas, but you did see some good things from Queen. You saw some good things from Eve Misi in his time.
Eve looked good.
Eve had this block of Behringer that was disgusting, and they called it a foul. And, like, that was a clean block. I don't know why they called that a foul, other than Behringer fell on the ground and looked hurt afterwards. But yeah. Eve Misi put a punish on that block.
He got a foul for embarrassing him.
Unfortunately, he didn't get a block on the stat sheet, but that's a block in my heart. Good on you.
Yeah, he looks like he's bulked up a little bit. We'll have to
14 rebounds in this game.
Yeah, he had 14 rebounds?
14 rebounds.
In how many minutes?
In 25 minutes.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to talk a lot more about that. We're also going to get into the Saints, talk a little more about LSU, their recruiting class, all that good stuff. Hopefully we can get a phone line working. We'll see. We'll see. Fingers crossed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.